Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental. Yes, indeed, this is 433 with your host, Gregory Gann, in Vancouver, 101.9 FM. On tonight's program, I have the pleasure to introduce Vancouver guitarist Adrian Verdejo, who joins us live in the studio for an on-air performance. Let's say a few words about Adrian while he's setting up. As a virtuosic guitarist, Adrian has won top prizes in guitar competitions, including the Canadian National Music Festival and the Northwest Guitar Festival in Seattle. He is a recipient of a Canada Council for the Arts grant and a contributor to the Encyclopedia of Music in Canada. His versatility is quite astounding. He is fluent in both classical and electric guitar. He performs as a soloist in a duo with his sister Megan, appropriately titled Duo Verdejo, in the Victoria Guitar Trio, and he has played with the Aventa Ensemble, the Novo Ensemble, Redshift Music Society, the Vertical Orchestra, and recently with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, as well as many other ensembles. So, without further ado, let me welcome Adrian Verdejo to 433.
Thank you, Gregory. Nice to be here.
Adrian joins us tonight to play several tracks from his debut release, Modern Hearts, New Music for Electric Guitar. This release features music for multiple electric guitars and then bass guitar, with compositions by James Tenney, Nicole Lisée, and Jordan Nobles, among others. It is available via digital download from Redshift Music Society, iTunes, Bandcamp, and CD Baby. Physical copies can be purchased from the Canadian Music Center on Davie Street. And just to give our listeners a taste of what it means to play new music on electric guitar, let's launch right into it. Adrian, could you tell us what you wish to play for us?
This first track, this first piece, is by Nicole Lisée. It is her only work that I know of for solo guitar, entitled Modern Hearts. It is the title track of the album. And it's, again, for solo guitar and effects.
This is going to be about 15 minutes long, and whenever you're ready, Adrian, you can also set up and test the sound, because this is a live broadcast. First piece, Nicole Lisée, Modern Hearts, Montreal-based composer, as performed by Adrian Verdejo on electric guitar. Thank you. Nicolise, Modern Hearts, as performed by Adrian Verdejo on solo guitar. You know, Adrian, it's really hard hosting a radio show when you're completely and fully transfixed by the music. Thank you for that. And indeed, Modern Hearts has been reviewed as an album of wonder, curiosity, and pure focused energy. You perform every track on the album, some of which are scored for upward of 10 guitars. Perhaps you can tell me about the recording process of your debut.
Sure. Well, the process began while I was still living in Victoria, some 5 years ago now, and it began fairly innocently as I was doing a fair bit of home recording at the time, both project recording and recording original improvisations and arrangements. And many of these scores I had discovered, some of the pieces I had played before, including that last track, Modern Hearts. Other pieces, especially those for larger ensemble, I had found scores for, sifting through works catalogs and contacting composers. And many of them had no existing pre-recording of them, so I began assembling some of these tracks piece by piece, really just to hear how they would sound, to sort of lay out a sketch for how they would sound without really the end goal of an actual album in mind. So as I was sitting on these collected recordings and putting quite a bit more work into them, the concept for the album became more and more focused. And that, as you mentioned, is specializing in new music. In other words, music, contemporary music composed by recent composers and living composers, scored for solo and multiple electric guitars and bass.
And you've commissioned several composers to write music for you. Modern Hearts, for our listeners out there, features the music from predominantly Canadian composers from the last 30 years or so. So I guess my question is in two parts. First of all, how important is it for you to feature some of the music written by Canadian composers specifically? And secondly, well, what was the, as you began to curate each individual piece, what was the selection process for the tracks on the album?
Well, my idea for the album, the presentation of the album, the programming was basically somewhat similar to a solo recital CD or a classical guitar CD, as that's my background, and that was more or less my vision with it. But the pieces I selected, and I think there's a great diversity in the pieces, are evocative of other styles of music and have a very affected sound, many of them, just a wetter sound than you might be used to hearing, not only on guitar recordings, but on classical recordings in general. And my hope was that it would reach out to those maybe not as familiar with the repertoire, certainly, or even those that are not avid classical record collectors, that there might be something that would hook somebody outside of the specialized world of new music. But there are definitely some major composers on there, including James Tenney, Tristan Mireille, Nicolise is a great up-and-coming composer. As well as some local composers, and some of them, for example, Jordan Nobles, Rodney Sharman, and Scott Godden, these are people that I had met, had performed the works, had performed Scott's piece before with a second guitarist. Rodney's piece, I had never performed it as a trio. And Jordan's piece, I had, of course, never performed it, but it is scored for 10 live guitarists, so down the road, maybe I can put together a performance of that. But I was hoping to, and I've always made it a goal to highlight local composers, Canadian composers, as I think Canada has a lot to offer in the current contemporary music scene, and as I said, tremendous diversity as well.
There are many different composers featured on this release, and they're incredibly varied. So I was wondering, what are the challenges of attuning yourself to a composer's particular musical mantra when you approach each one of these works?
Yeah, it is a challenge, and it's one that I enjoy. I think it's definitely the pieces on that album represent, to a large degree, my taste or pieces that really resonated with me, maybe after a couple performances or after hearing enough of them to put them together. I always find it a very healthy challenge to approach a score that is completely unfamiliar, or as I'm working, as you said, very often with composers and commissioning and presenting new works. You really have to dive in to the piece and get to know also the composer's style, the lineage of training in which he or she came from, and also to some degree their familiarity with the guitar. Although I always enjoy also playing music by guitar composers, that is, guitarists who are also active composers, in that you have some time to delve into the way that they approach the instrument. I've always found it even more fascinating to take on works by those that have little or no familiarity with the instrument, and in that collaboration process can be very enriching, but oftentimes you are very pleasantly surprised by how high concept some of these works are, and even there's an approach that is through the unfamiliarity, I think, that there's an original take very often with composers that have less familiarity with my instrument.
So perhaps we can give Adrian a little break while he has time to set up for the next piece and play something from the Modern Hearts recording itself, the release by Redshift Records. What track would you like to play, Adrian?
Well, this next track is by Jordan Nobles for 10 guitars. This is entitled Nebula and dates from 2000.
And the work is approximately 12 minutes long, so we'll be right back with you. And this is indeed 433 with your host Gregory Gann, with our live guest Adrian Verdejo and his electric guitar. And that was Jordan Noble's composition, work called Nebula, as performed by Adrian Verdejo. Adrian is live in the studio with us, and as we set up for the next piece, I'm going to play another track by James Tenney. Is it the first track, Adrian?
That's right.
Alrighty. It's approximately 7 minutes long, and it's a septet from 1981 for six guitars and bass.
Thank you.
And that was James Tenney, a septet from 1981 for six guitars and bass. All six guitars and bass performed by Adrian Verdejo from his album Modern Hearts, new music for electric guitar. And you can probably hear Adrian setting up in the background here. Adrian's going to play another work for us. This is a sort of Coles Notes version of Yves Beglerian's Until It Blazes, because we have, of course, some limitations in the studio, but I hope you will appreciate the fullness of the piece. Is there anything that you'd like to say about this work before we start playing it?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the composer and the piece. Yves Beglerian is an excellent American, I guess we can say, post-minimalist composer. He's written many works for various instruments, film music, large ensemble, solo. This is a piece which has an open instrumentation. In other words, it can be played with guitar, can be played also with mallet instruments. And the effect is a specific stereo delay effect that you'll hear bouncing around left and right channels. And the live performer is interacting with these melodic patterns which emerge out of accents and creates a sort of hypnotic, web-like texture.
Well, and we're looking forward to hearing the work. Adrian, you can take a minute to set up if you need to, but whenever you're ready. Thank you. And that was Adrian Verdejo performing live at CITR Studios. The work was called Until It Blazes, composed by Eve Baglarian. Now, as we're coming up to the end of our program, I wanted to ask you just a few more questions about what floats your boat. What floats your boat? Well, what a terrible expression that is. In new music and in new music genres. Now, at a younger age, you played with metal and punk bands. So how did you choose to go predominantly into the new music genres with electric guitar?
It's true. When I was younger, I played in bands. Even all during that time, however, I was studying the guitar and took some early music lessons on piano when I was a kid also. And in my family, there, you know, a lot of classical music was played. My sister was a classical musician. My parents were amateur musicians. And during this time of playing in bands, I discovered classical guitar playing, that is to say, acoustic nylon string solo, traditional classical guitar playing, and pursued that in university for many years. I studied that primarily, and during that time, you know, sold all my equipment, all my electric guitar equipment from my band days, and was really determined to pursue classical guitars more or less exclusively. And during this time, during studying, I was discovering still a lot of new music for various configurations of guitar, solo electric, solo classical, and the ensemble, and was really quite taken by the amount of repertoire out there as well, how much was actively being produced these days. And as I graduated, as I entered into the workforce of the freelance musician, of course, teaching is a big part of my musical lifestyle. And there's no shortage of students who want to play electric guitar. So, of course, I picked up the electric guitar more as a regular practice again. And in so doing, used that to tackle some of the bigger works for originally for contemporary works for electric guitar. And since then, I've been actively, as I say, commissioning and seeking out always new works also with the instrument. And I would say, as a freelancer, it's almost 50-50 the calls I get for acoustic versus electric guitar, depending on the scenario, depending on the piece. Particularly in large ensemble forces, the electric guitar is often more practical for obvious reasons. We can turn it up and, you know, compete with brass instruments or percussion instruments in a way, where the traditional solo acoustic guitar has a more intimate nature in its natural habitat.
Now let's talk about your guitar teachers. Ray Bell, Michael Holzer at the Regina Conservatory of Music, Stephen Boswell at Capilano University, Dr. Alexander Dunn, Patrick Rue at the University of Ottawa. You've also performed in master classes with legendary classical guitarists Pepe Romero, David Tannenbaum, and the list goes on and on. You've said before that these individuals have instilled in you a love of learning, but also a love of teaching. You yourself were a faculty guitar instructor at the Victoria Conservatory of Music. How do you approach your students in communicating your passion for music and for the guitar?
Well, it's my approach is both a general one and a local one, in that I have my own agenda when I'm teaching, and I think it is that of most teachers' responsibility is to develop the student, you know, on many different levels, technically, musically, inform them historically, you know, instill a work ethic and discipline, the sort of thing. But moreover, it's a matter of imparting a real enthusiasm and love for the instrument and for music in general. So, you know, obviously I have my path in my musical pursuits, and I would never expect my students to follow suit unless they have that specific mindset. So, actually, my teaching studio is quite diverse in both in age and level and style, but the basic things are there, which are, you know, as I say, developing a fundamental approach to musicality, giving them the tools that they can use then to go on and become, you know, one day maybe the musicians in their own right, on whatever level that happens to be. But the responsibility really is to impart, like you said, sort of that love, that enthusiasm for music at a young age or even at an older age, to work within, you know, they're challenging them with their own strengths and weaknesses and working within their capabilities.
Well, I hope that our listeners feel the love in the room and and the way that you've imparted the way that you communicate with your instrument. Hopefully we have turned some heads tonight and have attuned some folks to modern electric guitar. Now, my last question is, how can listeners find out more about Adrian Verdejo, about Modern Hearts, and about your upcoming performances?
My website is sort of a catch-all for all of those three things. I should say also the Modern Hearts is on the Redshift label, the Redshift Music label, which is a local run not-for-profit society by one of the composers you heard tonight, Jordan Nobles. And if you go to the website there, also you can download my CD as well as many others in the catalog. They have a Bandcamp site and they're on iTunes, of course. But adrianverdejo.com, that is my website. There you can find any information about upcoming shows, more biographical information, recording samples, etc.
Or perhaps even to invite you to perform another work by a Canadian composer.
Oh, I'm more than happy to. Yeah.
Now, I want to thank Adrian so much for agreeing to appear on 433. It's truly an honor to have you perform on CITR and for the show specifically. And I want to wish you the best of success in the future and hope that the dial will always go up to 11.
Thanks, Gregory.
Thank you so much. And as far as our announcements are concerned, I also want to say that 433 has been on air for close to 2 years now. And as the station will be moving to a new space and as I will be moving to sort of a new endeavor, which is, of course, my anthropology PhD, which you may have heard about, spoken on air, I will be leaving the show. And in fact, next week will be 433's last broadcast. It is a sad fact, but it is true, and we'll have a blast, much like we had tonight. I'll be giving away a lot of CDs, a lot of prizes, practically for doing nothing, just calling in. And it's going to be a true honor for you to tune in and listen to the last broadcast of 433, December 8th. 6 to 7 p.m. To send us off, I'm going to play a track by Rodney Sharman. This is called Black Domino from 1988, and it is scored for three guitars. These guitars have, of course, all been performed by Adrian Verdejo, who was a guest on tonight's program, who performed live for us, and who featured his recording of Modern Hearts. Please do check out adrianverdejo.com. And if you'd like to keep in touch, well, follow me on Twitter, CITR_433. This has been 433 with your host, Gregory Gann. And I want to thank you for listening.
Bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?